What do you do when a patient is given rituximab and their disease just is not getting better by month one or two, or even if you're patient by month three? So you're sitting there in the clinic with the patient and it's 12 weeks into the course of their disease and it's clear they still have very active disease.
This is a tough situation. If the patient is clearly not getting better or, heaven forbid, are getting worse, then we would intervene with an additional medication. The combination of rituximab and cyclophosphamide has been used together, and in fact, in the oncology world, they are routinely used together. But also in the vasculitis world, there has been a small study called RituxVas, which has used a combination of rituximab and cyclophosphamide. So for patients who are failing to improve or are having more severe symptom, we would introduce medication number two. If it's cyclophosphamide, we can add rituximab, and if we've started with rituximab, we can add cyclophosphamide. And the other possibility is thinking about introducing plasmapheresis again to remove the offending ANCA antibodies from the circulation.
By and large, most patients end up doing remarkably well, whether they're treated initially with cyclophosphamide or rituximab. Fully 85, 90, 93% of patients end up getting into remission by month four, five, or six. And then the maintenance question that you've already addressed is the real active question.